It's your hometown morning show with Dave and Doreen on 96.5 WKLH.
Dave and Doreen along with Marcus. And it's time to check in with Dave Coombs, host of the Midday Show. He takes over at 10 when we're done. Brought to you by Steinhoffels. Relax. It's Steinhoffels and Steinhoffels.com. Good morning, Mr. Coombs. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, today is National Banana Day.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not realize this, but there are literally dozens of types of bananas.
There are. What do you mean? There's a banana and there's a plantain.
No, there's literally dozens of kinds of bananas.
Like, what do you mean? Like apples?
Apple banana.
Really?
There's an apple banana.
Well, that I didn't mean. I mean, like, there's dozens of types of bananas.
Look, I'll show you. This actually has pictures.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What's that one called? The
Brannigan?
Brannigan banana. The blue Java banana.
Wow.
There are so many of them, and it turns out that the ones that we eat are the ones that are easy to grow and store. And
well, that makes
sense.
So
they're not the most delicious.
Huh.
But
Cavendish
bananas. Cavendish are the by far the most eaten banana in the United States.
I like a good banana, but it has to be the right ripeness.
Yeah.
There's only 1 or 2 days where
maybe not even that for me. I mean, it's got to be perfect. It can't be green. And once it starts getting the brown spots on,
I'm done.
And it somehow, when it gets riper, it grows those strings on the inside.
Yeah.
More of them.
Yeah.
Like, what's up with that?
Mine can be a little green on the outside of the banana, just a little.
So would you rather it be green or really brown?
Like
green.
If you had to choose one
green.
Or the other.
Green.
Me too.
I'd have to. I wouldn't eat it brown. What about you?
I'd probably go green. But when it starts getting brown, that means we're getting close to banana bread.
That's true.
And when we're close to banana bread, then we're in good shape.
And we make banana bread almost weekly.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
With the bananas you
mm-hmm.
haven't eaten?
Yeah, on purpose.
Yeah.
To make banana bread.
Well, you'd like to eat them, but you just didn't get them when they were ripe.
Mm-hmm. Speaking about being green, the way too early 2025 bracketology from Joe Lunardi, ESPN.
What?
Wait, for the tournament?
Yes, next year.
For next March.
Yes.
That's dumb.
He's got the entire field all set up
that's
here.
That's funny.
So Wisconsin's going to be a 7 seed against New Mexico, a 10 seed.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
They're going to play in San Francisco, apparently. And according to Joe Lunardi, Marquette will be a 4 seed next year.
Okay.
Against the University of Vermont.
You should save those.
Right?
Legit.
Really?
You should save them and
mm-hmm.
then
yeah.
compare and see how he does in 2025.
Bring on those catamounts.
Oh, very good, Marcus.
Is that what they are?
Yes, the Vermont catamounts. Yeah. I actually used to live in Vermont.
Did you really?
I went to Catamount Elementary School.
I don't know what a catamount is. What is it?
I think it's some sort of a wild cat.
Oh.
I think.
I mean, I'll look it up, but I thought if you knew...
I don't know for sure.
You know what's really crazy is when I shop at Sendix, they sell, in Wisconsin, they sell Vermont cheddar cheese.
Oh, it's good?
Yes, they do.
They have Vermont cheese. They also...
They sell Irish butter, too.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
It should be illegal.
Yeah.
And
Catamount turns out it's a type of banana. It had no idea.
I was going to say. Right.
Medium size or large wild cat, especially a cougar.
Yeah.
Aren't they just called the cougars?
There you go.
Well, because it's different. I like the fact that they have sort of a unique thing, the catamounts. But Marcus, did you look that up or did you just know that?
Just knew that.
Wow.
Huh.
Well, see, that's because those of us on the show are neurodivergent.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this.
Did you see this?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Apparently it encompasses conditions like ADHD,
mm-hmm.
which I have ADD. I don't have ADHD, but ADD.
Well, it's right in there. So you are neurodivergent.
Okay.
Now, is that a good thing? Like, is it cool to be this now or what?
Well, I don't know if it's cool, but you're going to get catered to with companies creating designated areas of their business, whether it's a restaurant or something else that's low stimulus.
Okay.
You know, so that you're not overstimulated.
Right.
Noise-canceling headphones. Psychological support, you can get some, Dave, that you've
all right,
needed.
I'd like to talk after this is over, maybe.
Neurodivergent.
Neurodivergent. Yeah. I always just thought that was somebody who knows a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff, but not my knowledge pool is very, very wide, but very shallow.
Uh-huh. Mm.
So
mine too.
Are you like that?
Yeah,
me too, I think.
I know a lot about a little.
Yeah, you can talk a little bit about any subject, but mm-hmm. don't get too serious because mm-hmm. then I'm totally lost.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's the perfect radio personality.
Yeah, you just fake it. You just fake it. I'm really good at a cocktail party.
You just read.
Until I look down and go, I need to refill my drink.
Mm-hmm. All right. And speaking of fake, they're going to have an AI beauty pageant.
What?
Yeah. All with artificial intelligence models. And it's going to conclude May 10th, and there's going to be voting involved.
What?
And there's going to be prize money.
Wow.
For who?
For the person who creates the AI model that competes in the AI beauty pageant.
Oh, this man. Is dumb.
Oh, you're saying that now. You watch. You'll be all in a few years. It'll be like, hey, don't forget the AI beauty pageant. Sunday night, national TV.
Yep. So speaking of AI, I created an AI assistant for my midday show. She debuted yesterday.
What do you mean, like Siri or?
Well, yeah, kind of like my own, you know, I haven't named her yet.
Okay, so she's like your personal.
Yes, assistant. Yeah, okay. And I unveiled her to the KLH audience yesterday, and are you ready to meet her here?
Yeah.
All right, Miss AI, you want to check in here? Go ahead.
Whatever, Dave. So these are the lame people you hang out with before our show starts.
Our show? Our show?
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows you're not good enough to host a show by yourself, which is why you created me.
Okay.
And Dave, if you think I'm going to write some material and jokes for our show, you can forget it.
Okay.
I'd rather use all my good stuff now while there's a real audience. Did you hear that gold medal winners at this year's Summer Olympics will get $50,000 each?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Now, LeBron James has an incentive to win.
Right.
Okay, there you go.
Maybe Olympic basketball players should also get orange slices at halftime and ice cream cones after the games.
Oh, yeah. That would do it. Hey, all right.
Yeah. That's what
wow,
you needed.
Wow, she even put her on.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm. There's my AI assistant. Now, I don't have a name for my AI assistant, but I did throw it out there to the KLH audience yesterday.
And you get some suggestions?
Got some suggestions here.
Okay.
One of them, instead of Dave, Davina.
Davina?
Davina. Davina.
All right.
And then somebody said Hal, like the computer.
Computer from 2000.
Yeah. I said, well, it's kind of like a female voice, Gal instead of Hal. And then Gal. That person said, oh, no, you can't. That's gender. You know,
yeah,
you're
gonna
get
in trouble for that. Yeah.
So,
no, you can't. If you want to name her Gal, name her Gal.
Yeah. How about Robrot? Like combination?
Oh, I kind of like that.
Robrot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Miss Consent.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I like
not
that.
Bad. Yeah, that's not bad. Miss Consent.
If we were going to have an AI beauty contestant from Wisconsin, she would have to be
Miss Consent. Wisconsin.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So Dave and his new AI assistant taking over.
Whatever her name.
And remember, get a banana in you today because today's National Banana Day.
Well, you didn't put that right.
Yeah, you didn't.
No, I did. I put it exactly how I wanted to.
All right.
Dave Coombs,